It takes money to make money. The corollary to that piece of wisdom is that when you use money to make more money, your taxes go down. Recently, Mitt Romney, the leading candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, admitted during a debate that his effective tax rate was probably around 15%. How can that be? As a millionaire, Romney should be paying something more like 35%. Is he a tax cheat? No. Is he sheltering income? No. The short answer is that U.S. taxpayers pay up to 35% on their taxable ordinary income, like salary. But those who receive most of their spending money from investments pay a much lower rate of tax. If you are using your money to make more money, you pay a 15% tax rate. Romney and many others benefit from the lower tax rate in three different areas. Many of Romney's investments are in private equity funds, probably mostly run by the financial firm he founded, Bain Capital. These limited partnership funds invest the pooled money into various worthy corporations and expect to provide investors a return. The dividends paid out by these corporations flow through to the investors, such as Romney. Since the Bush tax cuts of 2003, dividends are taxed not as ordinary income, but at a much lower 15% level. Second, when these funds sell the shares of these corporations, any gains then flow through to the investor partners at the capital gains rate, which was also lowered to 15% in 2003. In a different era, Romney's tax bill would have been much larger and derived using a much higher tax rate. Third, even when Romney made a living as an active manager of these types of private equity funds, his compensation was largely not in salary, but in a percentage of the profits of these funds, which again is not taxed at the ordinary income rate, but at the capital gains rate, and not subject to the payroll tax. None of this is to say that Romney is avoiding taxes or doing anything illegal or even unethical. Congress decided that tax rates on dividends and capital gains should be much lower, with full knowledge that folks in the same position would be given a big break on their tax bill. Furthermore, Congress considered passing a law a few years ago to ensure that private equity managers would not be able to convert income from their labor into capital gains, but declined to make the change. Warren Buffett has recently confessed to a similarly low effective tax rate, 17.4%, and argues that his paying a lower tax rate than his office staff is shameful. He has called for changes in the tax code to return to rates from at least the Clinton era, which were much lower than rates in earlier decades. Some legislators mocked him and challenged him to just voluntarily pay more tax. To this, he promised to match every voluntary tax payment made by a Republican congressperson and even match any payment by Senator Mitch McConnell 3-1. Good arguments can be made for low tax rates on dividends and sales of corporate stock. Corporations are subject to tax, so money distributed as dividends have already been taxed once. Additionally, low tax rates on capital gains may encourage investment. However, critics like Buffett assert that the lower 2003 rates have not spurred investment, created jobs, or expanded industry. Instead, the cuts have merely reduced much-needed tax revenue. The tax cuts are set to expire for the third time at the end of 2012. Whether the lower rates will be extended and which president will inherit that choice remains to be seen. This is Christine Hurt.